Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thrifter's Villa, a podcast for resellers and entrepreneurs. I'm Daniela.
And I'm Lori, and today we are going to take you on an adventure with us.
So Lori and I mentioned last week that we haven't really dabbled into wholesale, liquidation, or online sourcing, and today we are going to try to navigate this new landscape with all of you.
Be prepared, friends. This episode is going to be two gals just sitting around looking up online sources and talking it through with all of you.
Yes, be prepared is right. You're about to hear some fun banter and laughs. Enjoy.
This is going to be interesting, Daniela. So we're actually going to source online. We're going to go to different websites with all of you, and we're just going to take you along for the ride. We have no idea. We have no script. We have very little guidelines, and we're going to see where it goes. So
this
could be really good. Yeah. Could be a train wreck.
It's one or the other. It's either going to be the best episode we ever created or, you know, maybe not.
All right. But before we get into that, let's recap our week as we always do. We have, you are in the middle of a giveaway right now, Daniela. Congratulations on 3,000 followers on Instagram.
Thank you. So I came up with this idea to do a giveaway. I wanted to do a giveaway once I hit 3,000 either way, but I envisioned in my head to do something that was reseller related, right? Because COVID-19 wasn't really a thing when I was thinking about it. And I had this idea of creating a box of different items that I use when I'm, you know, cleaning shoes or cleaning items and whatnot. And I didn't feel that was appropriate right now. So I decided that I want to give back to the community with the money that I've made from the reseller boxes that I sold. I'm taking $50 out of that money, and I'm going to give someone, and whoever is randomly picked on the website that I'm going to use, a Visa gift card that they can use towards whatever they would like, whether it's groceries. And I'm asking people to comment below the picture that I posted on Instagram what they would do with $50. And it's just nice to see what everyone's saying. A lot of people want to give back to local companies and local.
Can I just tell you how touching that has been, Daniela? Reading people's comments, I've been moved. You know, some people this would really help me buy groceries this week. Oh my gosh. Or giving back to local charities, or I think I'm going to buy something special for my kids. It's been really nice to read all the comments. I think it's a great thing you're doing. I love it.
Yeah, it's different, and I think it's appropriate for the times. And I don't know, I just really wanted to give back. I just, you know, I made some good money with my reseller boxes. It's not like I became rich overnight or anything, but I made good money with it. And I don't, you know, I have a full-time job and I want to be able to give back to the community. And I know a lot of people are hurting right now in the community because reselling is their full-time gig. So, you know, it's my little way of saying thank you for everyone for following me and for listening to the podcast and, you know, always supporting me. So
that's so nice. That's so nice. And congrats on very successful reseller boxes. Those are great.
Thank you. Now, Lori, let's talk about you and your amazing YouTube live that you had that you were so nervous about.
Ah.
You were so nervous, but it was so good. It was so, so good.
I was so nervous about the technical end, as always. That's always the part that gets me. And as always, once I dig in, you know, it's not rocket science and it's fine. And I think Blake, having so much experience with lives, was a great first guest. And we just had so much fun. I mean, we have fun chatting all the time, and he just makes me smile. And it was just great. I really didn't have any expectation. I knew we were just going to chat. And he has his new adventure. If anybody doesn't follow Posh Boss Blake yet, you are missing out on some smiles and some great information. But he just launched through Etsy the sale of his, he's designed some thank you cards, and they're just very solid, classic, versatile note cards that are digital downloads. And so we were just talking about new adventures we were taking on and things that have pushed us outside of our comfort zone with the quarantine. And it just went from there. So I said to him, we'll try to keep it to an hour. If it goes an hour and a half, I'm fine. And he's
two and a half hours later.
It was 2 hours and 13 minutes. At one point, Blake was like, Lori, I have to stretch. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, let's call it a night. But we had people still listening. So I just kept talking and people kept talking. So it was really a lot of fun. I'm not like, I don't know how many lives I'll do, to be honest, because I don't know. It was really fun, but I don't know. I don't know if I'll be like a weekly live person yet because yeah. I don't know. We'll get there. I'll take it at my own pace, but that was really, really fun. I enjoyed it.
I think it's fun to do lives every once in a while, just to kind of get out there in front of people, you know, in real time and having that interaction, especially right now with everything that's going on. I think it's nice to do that. People want to talk to you.
It is fun. And I mean, I was on Common Tags live and I did a live with Leslie from Marie Sellers Passion. And so I've been like in other people's lives and there's been a lot going on. So it has been a really nice way to connect. And I know it's nice to have some back and forth conversation with people in real time. Like you said, it was really fun. So thank you to everybody who joined us. We had a nice crowd. It was fun.
There was like 200 people in there, as like between like 180 and 200 the whole time. It was great.
Yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked. But at the end of the night when we signed off, it was 211 people. I was just awesome. Like, who's still listening?
Everyone, clearly.
So anyways, thank you to everybody who tuned in and supported us. I really, really appreciated it. Thank you.
So tomorrow's Easter, and you know, some of you might not celebrate, but Lori and I do, and I know for me, we're not really doing much of anything. you know, it's a very different time for us for celebration. So my husband and I are going to stay home. I'm going to go to my parents' house and just kind of grab a box of food that my mom's going to prepare for us and come back home and eat with him. And we might FaceTime everyone later and kind of eat together, but that's going to be my day tomorrow.
What's Nana cooking?
So she's making lasagna and there'll be an antipasto. And there's, so if you're Italian, you'll know what a pastiera is. A pastiera is basically rice pie. It's a very simple pie and it's just got rice and you can make it with ricotta and it's got a cream and some powdered sugar on it and it's delicious. I have two in my fridge.
Delicious.
Yes, there's cookies and stuff like that. So usually Easter's a pretty big celebration in Italian families. So this year it's a little different, but it's okay. We're gonna make it our own. What about you guys, Lori? What are you doing for Easter?
Yeah. Well, we were just talking before the podcast started and I host Easter every year and my brother comes with his family and my mom and dad and we go all out. My cousins come and we do, you know, I probably host about 30 people, 25 to 30 people. And of course, it's just going to be the five of us this year. But I make pizzelles every year with my good friend. And so last night we FaceTimed and made them together because we've like altered the recipe that comes with our pizzel maker. And so we did them together virtually last night, and Jay does the big anisette cookie, and his grandmother used to do it. She made it like a nest with the frosting on top, and then she would put a hard boiled egg in the center with our name, and then she'd put it like in a bag and do like a little bow tie. She'd make a bow tie out of a $20 bill and twist it and give it to all the kids. But the nest was like the equivalent of like four cookies. They're like paperweights. So Jay, his grandmother died a few years ago. And so he decided to take that over and he does it for all the nieces and nephews. So we're probably going to deliver to all of them. And then the bunny will still do a pretty big scavenger hunt for my aging teenager children who insist that it continues. Jay and I usually drink a glass of wine and we try to help the bunny come up with some really good scavenger ideas. And they know all the hiding spots. I mean, Anthony's going to be 21. So we've never hid Easter eggs. Well, we hide them outside for the kids, but we've always hidden the basket. So the bunny hides the basket. Oh. So we're kind of trying to keep it as traditional as we can and just be the five of us. Yeah, it'll be fun.
I think it'll be a good day. It's going to be nice weather. We can go outside. It's going to be nice.
It's going to be nice. We made salsa meatballs today. So we did a lot of the prep work. So yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. And hopefully I'm not going to work too much, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll end up working.
I'm going to work a little bit tomorrow. I mean, there's kind of no way around it. If I'm just sitting around, I'm going to end up picking something up and doing something, but I'm going to try not to. I'm going to try to relax because I already know that this week at work is going to be absolutely insane. So I didn't work this weekend either, Lori, so you'd be proud of me.
I am proud of you. That's
Did
really
not work.
good.
Yeah, I did
I
not.
wish I could say the same.
I haven't opened my email for work. I haven't done anything. I mean, I've done a little reseller stuff here and there, but I haven't, like, my full-time job.
Oh, work, work.
Yeah,
Oh,
work,
that's
work.
really good. I am very proud of you.
Yeah, I
Yes, you got to
haven't.
step away.
Yes, I did step away, and I had a few text messages, and I told them, like, I'm not looking at my email today. So get back to me on Monday. I'm not doing it.
To draw the line.
Yeah, it's tough because of how important our roles are and where I am at work. But I can't. I am burnt out from it. So
Well,
yes, I'm going to be
understandably
relaxing.
so.
Oh, look at
Well,
that. My email
good.
just made a noise. Okay.
That's what Easter Sunday is for. Okay,
Exactly what
online sourcing. I'm
it's
like, what are we gonna do? Okay.
for. Yeah. Online sourcing, let's talk about it. So, I don't really online source. I guess I do sometimes. Like, I'll occasionally go on Poshmark and look up a random brand and just kind of scroll and see if I find anything. But the amount of times that I've online sourced on Poshmark is probably, I don't know, under five. I don't really do it.
I really don't either. I have I actually said on my live the other day that I have only unintentionally sourced from Poshmark on one occasion because I purchased a Madewell Transport leather bag that I had been obsessing over, and there was one that was very large and it was a really good price, and I picked it up and it was just too big and too heavy when things were loaded in, and I flipped it for like $150. It was really underpriced, and I wasn't looking to. I think I paid 49 and sold
Oh,
for
wow.
149. Yeah, they had it, but I think the reason they marked it really low was because their monogram was embossed in the leather,
Oh,
like it
okay.
was literally 1 inch by 1 inch, and it was black on black, so you could not see it. It didn't bother me even a little. If it were even embossed in gold or silver, it would have stood out more, but it was black on black leather, and so it didn't faze me. So I mean, I obviously disclosed that when I sold it. Didn't seem to bother my buyer either. So, but that's the only time I've sold on Poshmark. I bought a Johnny Was silk shirt for myself, and that too was really priced low. I think I got it for like between $19 and $24.
Oh, wow.
But it was all black, but black with embroidery, and so it wasn't like your traditional Johnny Was with lots of bright colors, but
Right.
I love it for me because I live in black. But and I bought it with the intention of keeping it, which I did, but I thought to myself, if this doesn't work for me, this is a Johnny Was in a size large, I'll be able to flip this and double my money.
Yeah.
So, but outside of that, I've only shopped for myself and then incidentally, had the Madewell thing. But a lot of people are very successful sourcing on Poshmark, and I think that's a really good place for us to start. Because I think most of our audience is on Poshmark or has experience on Poshmark, maybe a little bit on eBay here and there, but I think everybody has access to Poshmark, and we can give some tips on how to source from Poshmark online.
Yeah, so full disclaimer, guys, we're literally going on the website together right now, and we're gonna do it as if we're all sitting together at in front of a computer and looking through it. So Lori and I don't have the answers on everything, and we're literally gonna be navigating as we go along because we're not this is not something that we do typically. So if you're on the Poshmark website, I know, so this is how I typically do it is I know you can search by like Justin and all that kind of stuff, but I typically type in a brand that is like a brand that sells well for me or something that I know people are really looking for right now. So I don't know, Laurie, let's think of a brand. What's a brand that we could look up that people seem to be drawn to right now?
That is a good question. What has been selling well?
I feel like
Go ahead.
jeans always sell really well.
Jeans sell well. Like, if you do want to look up like Rag and Bone, or why don't you pick a brand and look it up? The most recent search that I did, funny enough, because Angie just, it's not a brand, but Angie just got into Penn State and wanted a hoodie. And you go online and they're like $80 on their website or on all the, So I was just searching Penn State sweatshirts and all sorts of, and I did Champion reverse weave because I love that heavy Champion. That's been my most recent search. One of the strategies I said to Angie is like, just go through and like anything you like. If you're not like crazy about it, just like it and wait. And people will likely either lower the price or send you an offer. And then we can go from there if you're not really in love with something. So I think that's a great strategy if, you're on the fence about something. But yeah, do you want to look up jeans?
Yeah, let's do a simple brand that a lot of people know. Not everyone can find this brand, so this might be something you want to look for on Poshmark. And we'll just do Madewell, because I feel like Madewell is something that we find very commonly here in New England, but in other places, people don't really find it that much. So let's type in Madewell in the search.
I searched Madewell high-rise jeans.
Oh, that's good. Okay, let's do that. Madewell high-rise. All right.
And then over by sort by on the right hand of your screen, if anybody wants to play along with us, by the time you listen to this, your search will be different because it will be at some point during the week. But your options are just shared, just in, price high to low, low to high, price drop recently, relevance. I would like to search price low to high.
That's what I do too.
Yeah, because
price low to high.
Yep. Then you'll see what's here. And
see,
interesting.
I take it a step further because you see what's happening on the screen, Lori. There's like tops that come up too.
Mm-hmm.
So what I typically do is on the left-hand side, it says categories. I'll hit women's.
Yep.
I'll click jeans. And then I usually just leave it on jeans. But let's say I'm looking specifically for ankle or I'm looking specifically for a wide leg or something. Then I'll narrow it down to that category as well. But I at least put in jeans because I know I'm more likely to get jeans on the page, and there won't be as many of like the random items that pop up.
Yeah, I like that tip. I don't typically do that. And that really narrowed it down. And another thing it eliminated was in the top row of that search were three pairs of Forever 21.
Correct.
So I'm not sure how those got in there.
So I'll explain that to you. So the way searches work, so there's a thing behind searches called SEO, which is search engine optimization. If people put keywords in their description, so I know like on Mercari, you can do this. I don't know if you can do it on eBay, but like they're considered them like tag words. So like you can put in Madewell, Everlane, like all of the top selling jean brands, even the like in your description, you can put all those words in there. So when people are searching Madewell, even though you're selling Forever 21, your pair of jeans is going to come up. So
that's annoying.
It is, but that's what people are doing. So that's why sometimes when you're looking at things, you're like, what the heck? This is not Madewell. This is whatever. Like you said, Forever 21. Or, right. You know, you're looking up jeans and there's a top that's coming up. It's because in somewhere within the description or within the title, whatever.
Someone used those keywords.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So like just, I don't know about on your top of the page, Lori, but there's a couple of pairs right here on the top. One's for $7, $7, $10, $10. The second
I'm not
pair,
seeing,
what do you
no,
see?
Mine start at 16. I have some high rise skinnies that start at 16.
This is
also a function of I follow different people than you. Are these people or are these just a general search?
I think this is just a general search because do you have my size checked off?
No.
I don't. Okay. So here's like something that's interesting too, guys. I would assume that because Poshmark is constantly refreshing and people are constantly sharing, Lori and I are probably seeing different items at different price points on our page. So like we just said, the first four on my page are between $7 and $10 and Lori's started 16.
Here's a question. Did you do HI high rise or HIGH rise?
HIGH.
And I did HI. That could be a difference
too. That could make a difference too. Yeah. So like all these little things make a difference in your searching.
Correct. Yeah. All those different little subtle changes in your search engine. So I could go back to the HIGH and see what comes up now. But anyways, you know, you can start by doing this. I'm going to go to categories. So did you find anything worth picking up? What would your cutoff be for Madewell high-rise jeans?
I would typically pay between $7.99, sometimes even $4.99 at Savers, up to probably $9.99, $9.49 in that range. I won't pay more than that at Savers, but it's got to be the right style, and it's got to be a newer style of Madewell. They have to be in really good condition. Like, I have a lot of, like, I wouldn't, unless they're new at Tag and they're like $20, I wouldn't pay a lot of this. Like, a lot of what I'm seeing, I wouldn't pay.
Those Madewell Larkspur dark wash high rise for $10. I mean,
those
so like
this,
that's a good price, and they were 27.
Because
I am
old,
so I'm gonna like those. And if they want to send me an offer, or I could always go into this person's closet and see if there are other items I might be interested in looking at.
So that's what I was just going to say. Let's go into that person's closet right now and kind of look around. And I'm going to also, once you're in someone's closet, you can also sort by the same way that you're sorting your search page. So just in, high to low, low to high, recently price dropped. So when you do low to high, it always brings up the solds. A lot of times it brings up all the solds. So I don't typically do it that way.
But you can also go to availability and just click on available.
Yep, you can do that.
So the solds won't come up because that's a different way to sort. So just shared. So I'll go low to high, and then I have available clicked in her closet.
Got it. Available. Yes. Okay. She's got nice stuff in here.
She does. And J. Crew men's dark wash jeans for $8. Well, every time I look at certain closets, I'm like, darn, I am overpriced.
Yeah,
sometimes.
But you never know. They might have had it for a really long time, you know.
Yeah, not everybody. Yeah, some people just want to get rid of stuff. And it's not
like there's another Madewell top for $9. So you could go through someone's closet, like a bunch of stuff, make a bundle, send an offer, maybe have a conversation with them and say, hey, I'm really interested in all these items. You know, what are you willing?
Okay, I'm just going to say she has another pair of Madewell skinny jeans that showed up for $10.
I know.
The Madewell spruce green winter Whisper cotton V-neck for $9.
Yep.
So now we're looking at $29 for three Madewell
denim
items.
Skirt. Did you see this? The denim shirt with the tie front, $10.
Oh, that's super cute. Yep. Well, we did all right with this first one.
Yeah, this was a
good one. So if you like all these things, say you look at four items and now you're at $39 for four items. Now she's thinking, oh, this is a bundle. Maybe you can get it. Maybe you send her an offer for $30 or you wait and maybe you put it in a bundle and maybe she'll offer you $35 with discounted shipping. Or $32, right. You know, like it really depends on what you're willing to pay and where you are with your inventory. And like right now I'm not in the market to be online sourcing since I just did all my closet clear out. But just this alone, I feel like you could, even if you doubled your money and you charge $20 for the jeans and $18 for the t-shirt, you know, maybe you'll make $35. Who knows?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be bad. I mean, she has some nice items.
She does. She has some really nice things in here. And you can literally go down a rabbit hole when you're doing this. So you can spend hours just searching random items and, you know, looking at people's closets and liking things and creating bundles. I know a lot of people go to the feed a lot of times and, or they'll go to a category or, you know, I know there's a way. I don't ever look at Poshmark on the website. This is horrible. Okay. So let's go to women.
Okay.
And then you can go to just in, and this will show you all of the items that have just been added to Poshmark.
Yeah. And, just Poshmark in general. Once you're off this woman's site. Yeah.
Yep. It will bring you to all of the items that have just been listed. And sometimes people can find some really, really great things on here because someone's listing, you know, I know I had a friend once find a pair of Rothy's for $35 and they were in her size. You know, some people just, not everyone is selling on the app. You have to remember that.
That's crazy.
A lot of people
are actually, when you said, what should we search?
Rothy's is one of them.
Rothy's, and a lot of people will just like constantly constantly be refreshing their feed for Rothy's to see what's up.
And that's why things go so fast when they're priced that low. It's difficult. You need, this type of sourcing requires a lot of time and just knowing where to look and what to find. But there's some really, I mean, it's fun to kind of go through and see what people are even listing stuff at and how people are taking their photos. And it kind of gives you different ideas.
Yeah, it can definitely give you some insight to how you stylistically want your closet. Like some people might include like a signature prop of sorts, or, you know, they might have some greenery in their listings or anything like that to make them stand out. And I actually like when people have a little signature thing in their listings, but you just want to be careful that it doesn't get too busy.
Yeah, well, that goes into the whole search engine optimization, right? Like the more simplistic your background is, the more clear your item is, the more likely it is to be picked up on Google, which is important if you are trying to grow your business.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, I think eBay very much favors a white background.
Yes.
That's like common knowledge, right? Or that's the word on the street.
Yes.
I can't confirm that, but.
Yeah. Cannot confirm or deny, but yes, white background is typically the way to go on for any search engine. Google likes white backgrounds in particular.
Yeah.
Google does like white backgrounds. It will pick it up better. It also goes by what words you're using in your description. Oh, this bag's really cute. I'm going to end up shopping for myself. This is bad.
I'm searching Rothy's just for the heck of it.
Finding anything?
Price low to high. Let's see.
I have found designer shoes that I've sent to the Real Real before. That's the only time that I have bought things on Poshmark to resell. So I found a pair of Dior shoes, a pair of Chloe shoes, and a pair of Gucci shoes. And they've all sold for, I think I paid, the most I paid was $15 with shipping, and I was able to flip all of them for about between $100 and $250. So,
wow.
Not a bad flip. Not a bad
That's
flip.
Not bad at all.
Nope.
I found a single black Rothy size shoe, six, for $25.
Great. But there is a market for single shoes. So,
yes.
There is a market for that. And I feel like eBay has a lot of that more so than Poshmark.
Yeah, I would agree.
All right.
Yeah. So anyways, that is a way to do it. And if you're just shopping for yourself, this is a really fun way to just explore and find something if there's a particular brand you're looking for. But certainly, I don't know if we just got lucky with that first one, but that Madewell search, I thought her prices were really reasonable and certainly flippable if she had any flexibility with her pricing, especially if you're shopping for a bundle. I liked that.
I agree. Oh, my computer's doing some weird things right now. I know that there's a way to see what the top selling brands are right now on Poshmark. I just don't know how to do it on the webpage because I'm always on my phone when I'm on Poshmark. This is awful. I'm always on my phone.
Oh yeah, and I'm on my laptop as well. But one thing I did want to mention also, because Daniela just did them and I'm doing a version of them, but mystery boxes are huge right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just go up to listings and type in mystery box and gosh, there's so much that pops up.
Yes.
And, you know, some people give more details than others. Reebok, mystery, women's shirts, $25. It looks like there's five shirts there. And you can kind of average out what your cost of goods will be for a mystery box and go in and try to get as much detail as you can or just take your chances. There's like this huge lot, new with tag, 20 Victoria's Secret bralette mystery box for $300. That's a little pricey.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can quickly eliminate things.
There's also an option of showrooms too, which I think isn't, you know, showrooms and Poshmark, they basically highlight items that are selling the most on their website. But if you go under women's, the tab women's, and you don't click on it, you just hover over it. Then there's a bunch of categories that come up. You'll see a category towards the right-hand side in the bottom says trending styles. And it kind of goes, gives you a little breakdown of what styles are trending right now on Poshmark. So you see new printed bikinis, new Nike leggings, new iPhone cases, new bodysuits, new Gymshark leggings, which we know Gymshark sells really well.
I listed a pair of Gymsharks 2 days ago and they sold the next day.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're 100% sell-through rate for me. I just can't keep them in. They sold full price for $38.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Today's featured showrooms looks to be Versace. Versace and Fendi and Furla and just Chloe. Yeah, I don't know how they come up with this. They say it's based off of brands that are selling very well, but I mean, I don't know.
I don't really associate Poshmark with like Versace high end. I mean, these shirts in here are $850, $1,700.
I know, which is interesting.
Well, maybe they're trying to push the higher end and try to, maybe they're trying to keep up with places like The Real Real. I don't know. And it's men's Versace to boot.
Yeah, which is interesting. They're pushing men's in the showroom today.
Well, interesting. So, I learned a little bit here just doing this and talking it out.
Yeah.
What's another site that is
so I know people always mention Mercari too for selling mm-hmm. things. Now, Lori and I have minimal experience with Mercari. So bear with us. We're going to go on the Mercari website and we're going to see how you can navigate through Mercari.
I just want to speak on my behalf. No experience on Mercari. Yeah. It's not minimal. It's less than minimal. No, none.
The only thing I've ever done on Mercari is cross-listed items. I've never actually searched anything. So I literally go on Poshmark, hit copy listing, click Mercari, and that's about it. I know nothing else about Mercari. So when you're
right off the bat, when I'm here on their website, mm-hmm. it's interesting right away because they had like an Xbox pop up. So yep. this goes beyond clothing. In their categories, they have men, women, toys, kids, electronics, which we yep. don't have on Poshmark, home, beauty, sports, vintage, handmade, and others. So handmade and electronics are kind of sticking out to me, and sports even.
Yeah,
so if that we don't have as categories.
If you scroll down the page, their homepage, it shows you some brands that are selling right now on Mercari. So we have Nike, Apple, Louis Vuitton, Funko, which I guess is pop
figures. Little figurine, but yeah, like little collectibles.
Lululemon, Sony, Ray Dunn, Pink, Michael Kors, Nintendo, Samsung. And then if you scroll a little further, it says see what's selling. So this gives you an idea of what's selling on Mercari. And these are, I'm assuming, all live. Oh, look at that hand sanitizer.
Right.
Hand sanitizer, Sony, PlayStation. I'm assuming these are real-time sales that have just happened. So this right. gives you an idea of what's selling on the platform, which is important if you want to, you know, start selling on this platform. Mm-hmm. Deals.
And it looks a lot less formal. Like my guess, yeah. like the impression that I've gotten from people in the community and other resellers who I watch either on YouTube or yeah, just pretty much YouTubers, I get the impression that Mercari's a little more lower end. Like, I don't think people are as focused on pretty pictures. It's more like just throw it on the ground, take a picture and move it. And I don't know if that makes the prices a little bit less, but the prices I'm seeing here aren't that inexpensive.
No, I mean, the other thing it gives me, the vibes that I'm getting are like when eBay first started and like Craigslist, like that's the vibe that I'm getting. Mm-hmm. Maybe a Facebook marketplace kind of thing. So if you scroll the way down to the bottom, they have deals for her and deals for him. I'm curious. I'm just going to click. Let's click on. Can
I'm
I
scroll it? I'm scrolling. All? I'm oh, sorry. See. Lulu is attacking me it's right okay. now.
Hey, Lulu.
She's being fresh.
Okay. So I just click see all, and it's bringing me to a page with 999 plus results. So let's see how we can refine this. It's showing athletic apparel right now, which is fine. I can leave it on athletic apparel.
Okay.
They have best match, newest first, lowest price first, highest price first, and number of likes. Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Number of likes. I like that. That's an interesting little feature right there to sort by.
That's a nice stat, and it's something that yeah. people mention often. We wish that Poshmark had, because you know we know how many likes an item gets, but we don't know how many views an item gets. But you get that on eBay as well.
Interesting. So let's do lowest price first, just to see what comes up. Okay.
And you're shopping. What are you looking at right
I'm
now?
In athletic apparel right now. I just kept it on the same page that it gave me when I pressed see all on the bottom of the deals for her.
Okay.
None of this is really athletic apparel. So there's that. Fitness Some of it is. For her. Then you click
fitness fan. I see. Do you want to look under bag lover and see?
Yeah, we can do that too. Yeah, this doesn't give me much of anything. So we're going to go back. Okay. Is that Lulu? Is she huffing and puffing?
My God, you see. I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know what to do with her. Go get your toy, Lulu. Go get your toy, honey.
She just wants to play. That's all.
Yeah, but I can't play right now.
Okay. All right. I like the bag lover better, I think.
Bag lover. Okay, here we go.
Lowest price first. Okay, so I'm doing lowest price first, and a new tag All Saints backpack is coming up at $200.
And that's lowest price first.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's these crazy. Are all priced really high. Okay.
Because yeah, I'm looking at a Gucci wallet for $800, Kate Spade $200, Coach $240.
Louis Vuitton $200, which isn't a bad price for Louis, but I don't know if it's real or fake. And I don't think Mercari does authentication. Maybe they do. I don't know.
So, I mean, at quick glance, I am not feeling Mercari for reselling, you know, for any sort of
specific
flipping.
Items. Yeah. So what, I wonder if there's mystery boxes. Let's do that. Let's type in mystery boxes and see if anything comes up.
On Mercari.
Yeah. Let's see if anything comes up under mystery boxes. Resell a mystery box, $200. Funko mystery box, $100. Okay.
Okay. I'm seeing a lot of like bundles and it looks more like collectible toys.
Yeah. I see some graphic t-shirts, a lot of Funko Pop mystery boxes, Jeffree Star makeup, Minecraft.
So I don't think this is our audience or,
not really.
This one's a 9-pound mystery box for resellers specifically. It says Lululemon, like new. Trust me, you want this one. Ready to ship now. Offers are welcome, but please be considerate. Over 20 items. 8 are new with tags.
Hmm.
2 of the items are tags just listed for $154. That's just 2 items.
Interesting. There's one down here too. It says mystery box of North Face, $65.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
If mystery boxes is your thing, I mean, I personally, if I were to be doing online, I don't know.
I wouldn't be doing mystery boxes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe if I was going for real bulk, but I think because the longer you resell and the more specific you get with your inventory, I think mystery boxes becomes a tricky purchase. I think mystery boxes are great for people who are new. I think I think if you know what's in the box, you know, like you did not so mystery,
mm-hmm.
not so mysterious mystery boxes. And I'm just calling mine Lori's Boston LBF bundle boxes. Like I'm not even marketing them as reseller boxes because
right.
I don't know. But anyways, it is still an option, which is nice.
Yeah. So I just typed in Madewell in the search bar just to see what comes up. And I'm going to look at the filters that are on the left-hand side. So you can then click a category. So I'm going to click women's. I'm going to click jeans. I'm going to leave it as whatever jeans that pop up. Then there's also brand. So I'm assuming just like on Poshmark, like I can see right here, there's Target and there's Gap that are coming up under Madewell. So that's using search engine optimization words. So I'm going to click Madewell.
Mm-hmm.
That must pull up the brand themselves. And then I'm going to do under $25 under the price. And then for my condition, I'm going to do like new. Can I click more than one condition? Yes. So I'm going to do like new and see. And then I'm going to do for sale for the status. So I've clicked all of my little categories here. And now let's see what comes up. Okay. We've got Madewell for $8, $9, $10.
There we go.
All right. This is better. All right. So it looks like on Mercari, you really need to be focused on the filters that are on the left-hand side and to really narrow in what it is that you want.
I would agree because those first few searches that we did really proved to be, it was kind of like anything goes.
Yep. Yeah.
This is much more specific here.
Yeah.
There are a lot of $9 and $10 options, which could be great, but I'm not sure about the shipping on Mercari.
Yeah. And like, there's no option to make bundles on Mercari, right? Like it's just, you're buying one-offs the entire time.
I'm not sure, but one thing that I'm finding interesting as I'm scrolling through these Madewell jeans are that some of them are indicated in the listing, like highlighted free shipping.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people on Mercari do free shipping.
That's
I feel like that's something that they do, but they also have, like I said, this one, for example, these Madewell skinny ankles have $10.77 in shipping. Like that's too much. I'm paying $12 plus an additional 10. Like I can't do that. Not for reselling purposes anyway. If you're buying for yourself, you know, that's one thing, but because that's actually a steal.
This is super cute. This Madewell denim raw hem mini skirt. In a size 27 for $13 and only $2.99 for shipping. That's a good price.
That is a good price.
Looks like brand new. Now I don't know. So where I would go from here, if I were considering purchasing this, is then I would open up another tab in Poshmark.
Yep.
Which is where I would list it and do Madewell raw hem mini or just Rahem skirt.
So what Lori's doing is she's going to go on Poshmark and she's going to check and see what the solds look like on there, what the availability looks like on there, because this is the platform she's going to be listing on. So you need to know what the market looks like.
So just off the bat, a lot of the ones that are listed, listed for 50, 32, 40, 60, 49 new with tag, 35, 32. And then if I go to solds, okay, this first one that pops up is $15 sold, another one for 30, another one for 30, 19, 30. So I'm kind of quickly realizing this wouldn't be a great buy, because if I spend 13 on Mercari and then $3 more to ship, $16 is a great price if I'm going to keep it. But then if I'm going to list it and only sell it for even, you know, $25, my profit will be 20 from Poshmark after they take their fee. Now I'm minusing $16 and I end up with a $4 profit, and that's just not worth it to me.
No, not at all. So I think this is also an important note to say, when you are sourcing online, whatever platform it is that you are going to be listing it on, and even if it's multiple platforms, you can do like eBay and Poshmark or whatever your platforms are, go on that platform and search the specific items, see what the solds are, see what the listings are, and then compare and see, okay, well, is it worth it for me to pick this up for X amount of dollars? Just like Lori just said, she just went through the math in her head, and at the end, she'd make $4. So maybe for you, that's worth it. But, you know, in my experience, for me, that's not worth it for me.
Yeah. So you decide what you know, what your profit margins are, what you're comfortable with spending up front. And especially when sourcing from places like Mercari and Poshmark, you're purchasing pre-owned items, or not necessarily, but I mean, in the examples that Daniela and I have highlighted here, they are pre-owned items. So you have to take that into account. I mean, at least if you're doing like a retail arbitrage and you happen to hit something, even if it's on a random site, like I wouldn't underestimate sites like Kohl's and Target. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I was at Target the other day and I actually picked up a pair of jeans to resell for men. We were there doing grocery shopping and it was quiet. And I was walking through, we were looking for some basket things for the kids, and they have that brand. I think it's pronounced Denizen. D-E-N-I-Z-E-N. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's by Levi's, I believe, but it's like the brand they sell at Target. And they were a nice pair of jeans. And the price that Target had on them was $29.99 was what they retailed for. They had like four yellow tags on them, not to be confused with TJ Maxx yellow tags, but just
right.
And they were marked down to $6.98. So wow. I was like, wow, that's a really good price. In addition to that, all of the clearance clothing at Target was 25% off. So now that $7, another, say $2 is going to come off of that. Now they're $5. And if you use your Target Red card, you get 5% back at the register. So now all of a sudden these $30 new with tag men's jeans are now like $4.75. And I'm definitely going to list those. So even if I, so let's call them $5. If I can list them, I would probably list them at 25 or 26, yep, like not much lower than the retail price. And if I got a $20 offer, Poshmark's going to take their $4. I'm going to make 16 minus 5. Now I'm making 11. So I'm more than doubling my money. Yep. That would be kind of worth it, because also with that, there will probably be images that I can, you know, you have the option to use on Poshmark. I don't use stock images on stock photos on eBay, but that's an option. But it's new with tag, which is appealing. You could even charge the $29.99 if you wanted. Right. And so anyways, like, don't underestimate those, because when I tend to look at retail arbitrage, I'm looking on Anthropology, I'm looking on Madewell, I'm looking on sites like that are higher end to begin with. And sometimes even when they're on sale and then 40% off, sometimes it's still not worth it.
I agree with you. I think we all underestimate the Target brands, right? Because I personally, I don't know about you, Lori, but most of my work clothes are Target brand.
I love Target.
It's affordable. I mean, they're good quality. You know, they're definitely mimicking a lot of styles that you see at like a Madewell, a J. Crew, and they're trying to bring in a lot of those same features that they have and the same like cotton content and stuff. So I think you know, don't underestimate it. A lot of people like to buy it.
Yeah, and it's a familiar brand too. So it's, I walk through there sometimes, and it makes me question sometimes my business model, because they have lots of concert tees, like ringer tees, festival looking stuff. That Wild Fable line that they have is kind of like a little, Knox Rose is bohemian looking. I mean, they actually have some really cute stuff. And actually Quenby just did a What Sold video on all Target brands, because Quenby is the Grateful Queen on YouTube, and she loves to sell Target brands, and she does pretty well with them, like between $15 and $25. And if that's what you have access to, and actually Target is a place that is an essential, well, if it has like the suit, and most Targets have a grocery section, correct?
I think so. I think most of them do. Yes.
Yeah. So it is a place that you are able to go to responsibly. And I found, when I went, it was like a ghost town. I feel like the grocery stores are straight up dangerous right now because they are so busy. Like I can't time it out when I'm there and I'm not on top of people, and it stresses me out. And I'm not even like a paranoid person, but gloves and mask, and I'm still uncomfortable in grocery stores. Target, I would just do whatever grocery shopping they had to offer because it was so quiet. And you can source while you're there. But I would recommend doing it online. But if you happen, you know, to be there at this time, you know, you don't want to put anybody in danger, yourself or others. But anyways, I just wanted to mention those brands. And sometimes like Kohl's Cash, like if you're a person who shops at Kohl's and then you have Kohl's Cash that you can apply, sometimes they have incredible online specials. Whichever brand you're familiar with, I feel like you have the most experience on their website, then you probably know how to play the game of that particular site once in a while, you know?
Yeah, I feel like you can get some really good athletic wear on Kohl's. And if you have Kohl's Cash and it's on sale, I feel like they mark Nike down like crazy sometimes. Like you can get a pair of sneakers for, you know, anywhere from $15 to $25. Plus, if you have Kohl's Cash. So, I mean, the options are out there. You don't have to just be looking for the high end, you know, what everyone else is searching for, because there's a market for everyone on the reselling platform. So I think it's important to remember that as well. So good point, Lori.
Next up on our list here is ThredUp. I think that everybody's talking about ThredUp, and we're seeing lots of ThredUp unboxings, and I've seen some really great ones, and I've seen some ones that I would be very sad to receive. But yeah, so ThredUp, do you have experience? Have you ever done like a rescue box from them or anything?
Nope. I've never done anything. The only thing I've done is I've bought items for myself. And I've sent in items. I've sent in, when ThredUp first started, I don't even know how many years ago this is. It's got to be close to 10 years ago when I sent in my first like clean out bag. That's all I've really done is clean out bags. And usually when I send a clean out bag, it's all of my stuff in my drawers that I just want to get rid of. And I just throw it in there. I did just send a clean out bag yesterday, and it's mostly everything that was in my drawers that I'm done with, that just like, I don't care if they end up recycling it. Like, it doesn't matter to me what happens to them. And because I can't go to Savers right now and get 20% off, you know, I'm just going to get it. So I'm using ThredUp for that purpose. Yeah. But I did just order a Luxe label because I am, and I've said it before, you know, I do the Real, but I have some items put aside just for ThredUp. So I do want to, you know, give that a shot. And I know that their processing time is much longer now, but it doesn't matter to me because the world is basically stopped right now. So whenever they get to it, they get to it. But I do know a lot of people do the goodie boxes and the rescue boxes and all that. And it doesn't interest me. The rescue boxes is just too much mystery to it. And too much uncertainty for me to spend that kind of money on it and then possibly not make out. You know what I mean?
I feel like some of the ones that seem to do okay, or like when I see them, like the shoe rescues and the handbag. I mean, even, I don't know, I think at the Bid Pickers a while back, like I would say within the past 6 months, they did two huge rescue box handbag ones. And I remember watching them and thinking, these aren't like the greatest, but then they would get like one nice bag in there. It would kind of pay for a good chunk of, you know, the box. And then there were a couple they would donate. And then I always feel like there are those sleeper brands that are kind of unassuming. And if they're in good condition, I mean, at least with a handbag, if you're getting leather, which I guess you can't, you don't know what you're getting.
Right.
But I guess like leather speaks for itself. Just like if you get no name brands in clothing, but you're getting linen or wool or silk, like desirable fabric contents, maybe the price, maybe this brand doesn't matter quite as much, but there is a huge, huge unknown factor. So
yes, there is.
And that is where I get my joy, is from the shopping. So I think that's why I've never been a big mystery box, but people do have
people
been wildly successful with it.
Yes.
So, and it's a fun thing. You never know what you're going to get, but maybe I'm just cheap and I don't want to chance that I'm going to be disappointed. I don't know.
I think I'm in the same category, because if I'm going to spend $60 plus shipping, or sometimes they offer free shipping, that's a lot of money to possibly, like, right, I'm looking at it right now into rescue boxes. The mixed clothing is 25 pieces for $60. So let's assume that you're getting free shipping, right? So that's 60, you're dividing that by 25 pieces. That's $2.40 a piece, which is actually very good. However,
really good.
How many of those items are you actually going to be able to resell? Right.
That's the mystery of it.
That's the
mystery. You know, if how many items do you get?
25
items. So if you're paying 60, say 4 of the items you can sell for $20. See, if it's 20 of those items you don't like,
yeah,
and you can sell 4 of them, say 25, so that you profit $20. That's $80. That's tripling your money. That's not too bad.
No,
that actually isn't too bad.
No, I guess
I have to believe in 24 items. There have to be 4 items you can get $25 for.
You would assume
just in the just the law of average, and just like, you know, that's still saying that what, like 70% of it is junk,
right?
But if you can salvage 4 or 5 items,
I don't know.
That's not too bad. Maybe we should try it. How much money is it?
It's $60.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, so you, oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking in my head, $25. Oh, so 60. So you'd have to make
items.
100 for 24 items. Gotcha.
25
gotcha.
Items different. For $60.
Okay. So that's different. So you would need to sell like 8 items at $25.
Yeah.
To double your money.
And I'm sure, like, and some people get some good, like, designer pieces in it too, but that doesn't happen all the time. You know what I mean? Like, that's the part of it that I'm like, eh. I feel like if the box was $45, I would jump on it a little bit quicker, because I'd be like, okay, I can make that work. I can make $45 mm-hmm. work. $60 in shipping? I don't know. Mm. That's tough.
Well, it makes me question, like, my boxes. I'm going to have 6 items for $30 plus shipping. So they're paying $37 for only 6 items. But then again, they know what they're getting. So that's right. Different.
It
that's
is
totally different,
different
when it's you know.
And you've already looked at the possible comps that someone could get. You know what I mean? So it's a little different when you know what the value of the item is that you're putting in the box and they're seeing what it is.
Where yeah, that's different.
Completely blind. You have no idea. You could get all Old Navy, which is fine, but you're spending $60 on 25 pieces of Old Navy.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah.
But I do believe that if you are on ThredUp and maybe just cherry picking items and just going in and kind of using that same process that we used, although they know their brands, so they're going to price their Madewell stuff higher.
Yeah. So what I do is I go into the sale. When you're on the ThredUp webpage, the top banner, there's a sale button. I usually click on that. Because I have done this. So it automatically defaults to my size, but I take the my size off. Just like Poshmark would default to your size, I just take my size off of that. And then I typically go to the 40 or 50% off on the left-hand side. Says
the left-hand
with
side.
Code. Mm-hmm. It says discount with code. Right now, this deal 50 is their discount. So I usually do 40 or 50% off just to see what's there. And
yeah,
then,
that's interesting.
And then I typically narrow it down, because I, like right now, I like to sell dresses. I like to sell jeans. I like to look at shorts just to see what they have. And then I'll maybe do activewear, but I typically don't do them all at once. I'll pick one category and I'll go from there. So Laura, you can pick our next category. What do you want to look at?
Here on ThredUp.
Yeah.
What have we not looked at? We've looked at jeans quite a bit.
We can do
I mean,
dresses.
let's look at dresses. Yeah. I mean, it's spring.
So we're going to look at dresses. We're at the 40% off and 50% off. So I think filtering is the most important thing when you're doing this online sourcing, because you really need to see.
Okay. I am struggling here because first of all, Daniela talks like my husband. When I dated my husband, I used to have to translate for my mother because he talked so fast. And you talk super fast too. All right. So wait a second. I'm on the sale, but I do not see 40 to 50% off.
On the left-hand side, discount code DEAL50. 40% off with code and 50% off with code.
I'm not seeing it.
Really?
Okay. So I'm let's
just. You went under sale.
I'm under sale. So I'm going to click off the my size. I'm going to click off that. So
you
now
don't
we're just
see
on sale.
The discount on the left-hand side that gives you the percentages off.
Dun, dun, dun. Size, waist, brand, suggestions, color, price. I have under $10, 50%.
No, all the way up at the top. Scroll all the way up to the top of the page.
I have category.
Oh, you don't have the waist. Discount code? That's so weird.
Ways to shop, no.
Oh, well then ThredUp doesn't like you. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't shop here very often, but I have a 20% off coupon. But yeah, I don't want to like slow this process down. But okay, but yeah, I don't have that 50% off option.
Interesting.
But anyways, I'm just gonna look at the sales stuff, and we're gonna look at dresses.
So I'm just gonna leave. I'm not gonna filter it by style or occasion or anything. I just want to see what kind of dresses that they have. They also have this ways to shop, which is interesting. So they have items that they open for bid, which I didn't know. So that's interesting. That's I'm assuming that's like a kind of like what Goodwill does. You can bid on the items. They have new arrivals. They have on sale items that are in other people's cart. And then my home warehouse. What's that?
Yeah, I did see that. I don't know what that is.
Shop from your home warehouse for more savings and faster shipping. This filter is sticky and will stay selected until you uncheck it. I don't know what that is. All right.
I think that one of the things that's interesting when you go through here, looking at different brands, I can't think of one off the top of my head, but I know there are those random brands for individuals that sell well.
Yeah.
So maybe it's Jennifer Lopez for me, for example, which is a brand that they sell at Kohl's. Maybe I just have really good luck selling that. Like that's the type of brand I feel like you could look at on a place like ThredUp, and maybe you know your buyer likes, maybe you have a lot of plus size shoppers or whatever. I feel like you could do your own filter that again isn't so common. I think the thing when you're shopping online is to think outside of the box. I mean, a lot of people are going to be doing these general searches that Daniela and I did, like looking at Madewell, looking for Rothy's. Like we're one of 10,000 people right. searching for Rothy's right now, you know, but I think if there is a brand that, or say you do really well, like I really love to sell caftans, kimonos, and the brand doesn't always matter. So maybe let me look at those actually. I'm going to look at
them. I'm now currently shopping for myself. This
okay,
turns in from me looking at things to help you guys to me looking at dresses for me to wear to work.
Let me know if you find anything good.
Well, this is really pretty. Who, what, where? Dress,
which is a Target brand.
It is, and I'm always drawn to Target brand clothing. I can't help it. $13.79, 50% off. It's cute.
Wow.
It's a little too short for work though. I don't think I could wear this to work. This would be more of like just a fun summer dress. But the other thing too about ThredUp, which is similar to Poshmark, is they have a little heart that you can click on and it will favorite the item. And you have a favorite section in your profile. So I'd like to do that sometimes and kind of see if they price drop items even more, or if something's in someone's cart and I'm like, oh, well, damn, I didn't get to it in time.
You missed it, but then maybe they don't check
maybe
out,
they don't
right?
buy it because you have 24 hours. You can leave something in your cart for 24 hours.
And then it blocks other people from
correct.
Purchasing it.
But once that 24 hours is up, then, you know, if you catch it, then you'd be able to go back and get it.
Yeah, so I just did a search for kimonos, and I'm in the sale area, and then I clicked low to high, and I'm just checking them out, you know. And if there's one that I really liked for style, I'm seeing a lot. I mean, I just did like probably 10 rows, and they're all under $10. They're priced at either $8.99, $7.99, or $9.99, and then there's a 20% off coupon that they're applying.
Some of these prices, man, they're high.
I'm finding that they're, well, I'm searching low to high, so I haven't really.
I didn't filter mine that way. I'm just looking. Like, some of this I wouldn't be able to buy to resell, but for myself, I would absolutely, like a Ted Baker dress for $23, I absolutely would buy that for myself. But to resell, Ted Baker doesn't really resell that high.
No. Is K-Dash, is that Kim Kardashian? Is that like Dash Line?
Oh, maybe. Oh, it must be, yeah, the Dash Line. Didn't they stop that? Isn't that discontinued?
I guess my question is, I know they had like a line at Sears. Anyways, it's just kind of this interesting kimono for $7.99.
There's also something I've noticed with ThredUp, and maybe some of you guys have noticed it too, is that they don't always label the brand correctly. Like the other day I was looking at One Teaspoon and they call it One on ThredUp. Yeah. Or like they'll name things unbranded because it's a brand that they don't typically get, but a lot of times they're like higher end, but it's very difficult because they don't show you tags. You don't know what it is. So it's a gamble sometimes, but I've noticed.
So how is the pricing when they labeled the One Teaspoon as One? Was it still high?
Yeah, a little too high for resale purposes. Yeah, I would say they were like between the $15 and $30 range.
Okay. Yeah. It's not bad though.
No, but it's still like, you know, One Teaspoon's one of those brands where either it sells really fast or it sits forever.
Yeah.
It's not, look, this is cute. Tory Burch dress for $40. But I don't know what your return would be like on something like that. Like
I've struggled with Tory Burch dresses.
Yeah.
I've struggled.
Even with the Real Real, you're not making that much on a Tory Burch unless it's silk. You know, it has to be the quality of the fabric or it has to be something very intricate. But if it's a basic Tory Burch item, you're not going to be making a ton. Mark by Marc Jacobs, $38. So, you know, you have to really sit here and I feel like you could spend hours.
You absolutely can. And that was my next point is you also have to decide what is the best use of your time. Like I literally have spent hours looking online, even, you know, just in this conversation, we haven't even covered a ton of ground, but like you can do hours. And then I have to think to myself, would I have been better off like listing some hard goods on eBay in this hour that is already in my house? Like, you know, when we're 100%. Thinking in terms of, when we're thinking in terms of where we're at right now, quarantined at home. Yes. Yeah, so we don't have a lot of things at our fingertips to sell. But again, in terms of thinking outside the box, this isn't online shopping. But because online shopping can take a lot of time. And then once you order it, you have to wait for it to come in. Yeah. And like I just got an Everlane order in yesterday. And I ordered it on March 26th.
Oh,
so
wow.
It took over 2 weeks to get to me. So everything is delayed right now.
Yep.
So you also have to consider like, how long do you want to wait for these items? And, you know, do your kids have clothing that maybe you could create bundles with and put on eBay or Mercari? I feel like kids bundles do pretty well on Mercari.
Yeah, they do. What's that?
Yeah.
What's that app that person said in your YouTube live? Kidzen?
Kidizen.
Yeah.
Kidizen. I've never heard of that before, but yeah, somebody said that that was one of the things that they were selling a platform. Like I currently have, because I consign with one really nice high-end kids boutique shop. And I've been consigning with them for years and I have a bag of clothes that in the boys' clothes tend to do a little bit. I don't know if they do better, but they don't get as many boys' clothes in. So they're more likely to accept my boys' clothes. And Rocco like grew like 7 inches this year. So I just like, it's like the last wave of his boys' clothes, like 12 to 16 size. And I have them in a bag ready to go to the consignment store. But that's a good example. Like I could wait around for the consignment store. I could bundle them up and list them. So you also want to decide just, you know, not to get on a soapbox for too long, but just decide how long you want to spend online shopping. Like I think it's fun to explore. And I feel like every time I research something, even if I don't end up buying something as a reseller, it's still research and I'm learning more about different platforms and
different
websites
too.
And brands and what sells well. So yeah, I always kind of look at it as an education. So just my two cents on that.
I also
there are lots of kimonos that are cute.
I also want to throw out there too is that a lot of resellers right now are on ThredUp, as we all know from watching everyone's stories and, you know, YouTube videos. So inventory is a little more difficult to get. It doesn't mean you can't find anything, because what sells for me doesn't sell for you and vice versa, but it's going to be a little more searching on your part to find items that you really want to sell.
Yeah. And I have heard people say that, that ThredUp has been more expensive recently. So, yeah. I mean, that's our little bit on ThredUp. Like, there, again, how many items do they have on this website?
Too many. It's like a rabbit hole. I'm just searching and I'm finding things for myself, which is awful. But I did find a couple things that I'm going to leave up in my tabs, a couple addresses that I'm going to research a little bit later and see what the sales look like on Poshmark for them, because they look cute and the pricing looks good, but is it something that's oversaturated somewhere and that's why someone sent it to ThredUp, you know? So I'm just going to leave those up and do my research later on that.
And just to mention quickly for anybody who might be following along with us, if you're on the ThredUp website at the top where it has all the different categories, clothing, premium, designer, maternity plus, junior shoes, handbag, blah, 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 all the way to the right are the rescue boxes, and they're in bold print. And those are the ones that you see a lot of resellers, like the designer rescue boxes are the really coveted ones, which I believe they're $90. There are none available right now that I can see, but they have a fun box unavailable, mixed jewelry unavailable. They have a mixed men's clothing. I think Courtney just did that box. Scarves for $16, 24 items for $16. That's not a bad thing. That could be kind of, I mean, I don't know. $16 for 24 scarves, your cost of goods is under $1 each. So that's not bad.
It depends on what kind of scarves you're getting, though.
Well, exactly. But I mean, but yes, but again,
you could sell two or three and make your money back.
And that would be an easy thing to throw on eBay and charge very little for shipping.
Yeah, you're right.
They're easy to photograph, so they're a time saver. So yeah, as long just always kind of always be spinning your wheels and see like what, and maybe you love scarves and that can be a fun thing, but there are a lot of cheap scarves out there.
Yeah. I mean, you could be getting scarves from Walmart, you know, which is fine. I mean, you could bundle those all together and do something fun. Okay. I need to stop looking at dresses. Okay. Let's move on to the next topic that we have here. So
let's go on to another site. Yeah.
We're going to go on to another site, but we're going to do something. We're going to just go on Google and we're going to put in the search bar, clothing liquidation mm-hmm. boxes, and just kind of see what comes up on Google and kind of how to navigate through that and go through a couple of those websites. We won't spend too long on it, just to kind of see what is out there for all of us. So let's mm-hmm. Google clothing liquidation boxes.
Okay. And I just happen to do clothing liquidation palettes. So I'm curious, like, what will come up that's different.
Okay. So, Stitch Fix comes up as an ad, so that's interesting. There's another one called Bulk, BULQ.com.
That's the first one that comes up for me.
Then we have B&G Trading, which a lot of us have
heard of.
Yep, a lot of.
There've been a lot of reviews of them online.
Then
this one's interesting. Wholesale Macy's clothing palette and supplies or suppliers. Top10wholesale.com.
Fox Liquidation, Erin has talked about that before too.
Mm-hmm. Oscillady.
Yep, Oscillady. I couldn't think of her Instagram name. She's talked about Fox Liquidation before. Let's see. Simple Lots, Bulk Up is up there again. Departmentstoreliquidation.com.
Okay, I'm looking at one that's interesting to me.
What is it?
PremierWholesaler.com, brand new wholesale clothing, $1.35, Target, overstock, speak of the devil. I just thought this
That's kind not coming of, up on yeah. my page. Let me look it up. I'm going to put it in Google so we can look at it together here.
I think it's
liquidation. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think I did clothing.
What PremierWholesaler.com?
Yep.
Okay, so let's click on here. Oh, okay.
So this just says brand new wholesale lot, $1.35, Target overstock. 500. Oh, so that, okay. So that's how they get you to look. If you order 500 pieces, it's $3 per piece. That's half a pallet.
Okay.
8,000 pieces for $1.70 per unit. Oh my
wow.
God. That gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
The thought of 8,000 pieces.
That's a lot. You know what's interesting too is when on the right hand side of Google where it says see clothing liquidation boxes, there's like a bunch of like random ads that pop up. But then there's also some on the bottom, Mercari, Poshmark, women's huge name brand clothing lot size small, new wholesale lot of 50 women's designer clothing. This is on Poshmark for $169.
Wow.
Yeah. So this looks like this might be the shop section, maybe.
That's what it's like. I'm not sure. I'm still stuck on this website, this Premier Wholesale.
It's okay. I'm just kind of looking at Victoria's Secret, $700 for a bunch of Victoria's Secret items, 600 wholesale clothing palette, men's and women.
What I'm learning very quickly, I've never looked at palettes before, is that it's a big investment.
Oh, yeah. 1700. 600.
Well, I happen to be looking at brand new ladies boots, major department store. The minimum order is 400 quantity, and you're paying $12.80 per unit, $5,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess this is great for those resellers out there that have the warehouses that, you know, have the
who are really looking to scale, you know, and just want to just bam.
Yeah. I will not be doing that. That is for sure.
It's fascinating, though. This is really interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting to look at. Like I'm on the Poshmark. This woman on Poshmark right now who has the new wholesale lot of 50 women's designer clothing. There, it's $169. She's saying here that it's valued between $2,500 and $5,000 from top department stores. Tarte, Topshop, Free People, Guess, J. Crew, Michael Kors, Ralph Lauren, Sanctuary. Looks like it's all Macy's type.
I believe it was Becky Park who, it wasn't B&G, but it was Macy's. Maybe it was B&G, but she got a lot of Macy's brands. Mm-hmm. And that kind of gets back to my point about those like underrated brands. Like I think she's done pretty well with that. Wholesale box.
Maybe we're onto something, Lori. Maybe we need to step outside the box and focus some time on those brands that people seem to look over in reselling.
It's definitely it's a niche like anything else. I mean, if you're selling a lot of Valerie Stevens or like what are some of the other things that you see at Macy's? Style and Company. I think that was one I heard Becky talk about. I myself have purchased that.
Me too.
Line. And, you know, I don't know if it maybe sells better on eBay.
I think it's on Poshmark too.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm on the Fox Liquidation website, wholesale closeout, and they have different types of things you can look at. They have auctions, they have small wholesale lots, new inventory clearance. So let me look at auctions. I'm just curious what their auctions consist of.
And speaking of auctions, if you want to also look on eBay for reselling and you look at auctions that start at 99 cents, I mean, sometimes people are just trying to build up their eBay status, like get good feedback and have more transactions. So they're willing to let things go at a cheaper price just to kind of build their reputation on eBay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's another thing. You can always look at auctions and see. When I was, I used to do that with American Girl stuff all the time. When I was like looking for certain pieces, I would look at like auctions ending soon. Or I would look at buy it now just listed. So if somebody listed something really inexpensively, you'd have to catch it in the very beginning because it was buy it now. But if I was looking at auctions, I would look at ending soonest. And so like, because there's no sense in looking at an auction if it's not going to end for 7 days, you know, you're wasting your time. So auctions are also a good thing on eBay to score some good prices.
So I'm looking at these wholesale boxes that they have on Fox Liquidation. And again, it's, you know, you're getting 886 units for $4,000, 988 units for $6,000. And they're saying that this is all shelf pulls. So let's see what kind of items.
You know what else this is crazy to me, Daniela, is that there are all of these sites with all of this excess.
I know.
Everywhere you look, it's just, it's overwhelming that there's this much. But this is actually like closeout designer purses, customer returns.
This box is really good. Max Mara. Wow.
You are the magnet. It doesn't surprise me that you follow Max Mara. Wow. So what are you looking at?
It's a box. So it has 700 pieces in it. It's a mix. Like, it has Michael Kors, it has City Chic, it has Levi's, it's Tommy Hilfiger, Tahari. So it's got a little bit of everything. It's got some Guess. It's, I'm assuming it's a lot of like what you would see in Nordstrom's and Macy's kind of stuff. So Fox Liquidation's cool. So if you're in the market to have like a big palette of inventory to come in, because honestly, price point wise, you're getting your average cost of good is $26.21, which isn't awful with the amount, with the items that you're getting in this. Your cost would be $6,632.24. The total retail of everything is about $46,000 is the retail.
So that's like for people who are like really like, I mean, so for example, I still think this is way too expensive, but I have closeout designer purses. There's 21 units for $900.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
It's just like, I don't know who of our listeners, like, this is something that would be,
you know,
I mean, I guess what it is it's very interesting. Like, I've never taken the time to look at these, and what you want to see, what you want to make sure when you're buying, this is just what I've heard from other people. And as I'm looking, I can see where it would be very important. You do all of these come with a manifest?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, the manifest is just basically your list of what you're getting. So like, for
example, this one does. This one does that I'm looking at right now. Fox Liquidation lists every single item, what the retail was, how much they're quote unquote charging you for it. And the sizes, what type of sizes you're going to get, the color, a description of it. It literally breaks it all down in the quantity of items. So seven of this piece, one of this piece, four of this piece. So this one does break it down for you.
And yeah, the one that I'm looking down. So maybe it's this. I would see this as very important. Another like small thing that I would note just on my observation here on this particular one that has these overpriced handbags. A lot of them, quantity is one. And to me, that's like 20 separate listings. Like if I'm getting 21 purses, this is way overpriced. I'd never buy this. But just let's use this as an example. I would probably be more apt to get a palette that had multiples. Like if I just have to do one listing and there are 10 units, that's a lot less work for me.
It is.
So if it's something, if you're looking to buy in bulk and you can kind of literally set it and forget it and do one listing, 8 pictures, and that's going to be for 20 units for you, that has appealed to me as a reseller. Like that's something I would be willing to branch out into. And maybe take less of a profit because it's less work.
Yeah, I agree.
But this is fun, Daniela. This has been the most interesting part because I've never looked into palettes. I've looked into wholesale, but I haven't looked into palettes. And I feel like wholesale shopping is when you're looking for something maybe more specific, or at least when I was hunting for wholesale stuff. Maybe I'm looking for more specific and, you know, maybe you have to buy 5 units or 2 units. It's much more, you're not dealing with the volume or the price tag that you are dealing with pallets.
Yeah. And I think with wholesale too, you are able to specify almost like what you were saying, where you can get 10 of one specific t-shirt in various sizes. You know, you can get 1 or 2 different kinds of kimonos in 3 or 4 different sizes. So with wholesale, you can get more of that, where with liquidation, you're getting a lot of one-offs. You might get 5 or 6 of one piece, but for the most part, you're getting 1 or 2 pieces here or there of an item. So it is a little different.
Yeah, for sure.
That was fun. That was really fun. What are your thoughts on online sourcing, Lori? I'm going to say that it's not really my thing. I mean, I will look, and I will now during this downtime that all of us have, you know, I'll explore the different websites, but I don't know it's something that I will incorporate within my business model.
I mean, I would never rule anything out. And if I found the right palette at the right, like right now I'm overwhelmed because I just cleaned my own closet. And then in February, I cleaned out my whole inventory and I am in purge mode right now. So the thought of any of this being in my space gives me stress right now.
Yeah.
If I got everything under control and then I got my inventory in place where I want it to be. And as soon as my system is tight and running, I think I will entertain some of these thoughts. But what I do think is that it just requires a ton of research. And yeah. I do want to give credit to people. I don't think it's the most polite thing to ask somebody, oh, where'd you get that? Like, do you mind? Like, who's your wholesaler? Like, yeah. I think a lot of these relationships outside of stuff like this that anybody can search online, but even the research takes time. Like if I spend 3 hours looking and I go down a rabbit hole and search and search and search and refine and find something like a little diamond in the rough, I'm not going to necessarily want to share that with the world.
I mean, to be quite honest, I have no idea how long we've even been on here talking about it. It's probably been over an hour.
Yeah. So I think that kudos to the people who do A, find the source, and B, build the relationship. You know, maybe yeah. from here you make a phone call and you have a rep you talk to. Maybe you negotiate a deal with that rep and you really like what you got. And then you go back and they offer you deals. And, you know, a lot of business is just the relationships you build, whether it's through our podcast, whether it's through your followers on Instagram or the people who purchase your stuff on Poshmark. Like, it's all about building relationships. And I think that a lot of these wholesale success stories come from that. So, you know, I just give a lot of credit to the people who go out there and build those relationships in order to get this. So, no, I wouldn't be into this volume right now. But, you know, I have sourced at Anthropologie, at Madewell to flip things. And, you know, sometimes I get lucky. But even when I shop at those stores, I tend to do better when I'm in the store.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree.
In their sale room, that's 50% mm-hmm. off and then mm-hmm. 25% off at the register. Like, and you know, like you find those one-off things that you find the shirt that there's 37 of them and they're $9.99 and nobody wants them. But then you'll find like one sweater that maybe was a return from last season, but it was like this great piece. And that's also $9.99. Like those are the things I love to find in store. So yeah. I tend to have more luck with that.
I agree with you. And I think, you know, for you people out there that are listening, that maybe sourcing online is not in your budget right now, and you need ways to get inventory. There are lots of different tools out there that so many people have been creative with, like using the Nextdoor app. A lot of people have signed up for that and kind of put an ad out there and said, hey, you know, I'm a full-time reseller or a part-time reseller, and these are the things that I'm looking for to resell. And as long as you're being safe about it and, you know, you're not meeting people face to face and they're leaving their stuff outside for you and you're wearing gloves and, you know, the whole nine, right. I think that's okay. Sourcing from your own closet, asking family and friends, you know, again, being safe about it, given the times that we're in.
A lot of people have asked family and friends for donations, and what they're doing is they'll say, you know, they'll either pick up the bag from like a family member's house and they're not even getting out of their car. Like that person's like putting it in their trunk and there's mm-hmm. no contact. And then they're leaving it in their trunk for like 2 days to a week before they even go to their trunk to then open up the bag of clothes and start going through it. And I think by that time, more than likely you would be safe. But then, you know, maybe you wash everything right away. But yeah, as long as you know that we would never recommend you getting in harm's way during a pandemic.
Please
to get used
that.
Clothing. Yeah, no.
Please do not do that.
But yeah, a lot of people have just asked for donations. And you know,
are willing to do it too, because everyone's home. So everyone's cleaning their space, just like Lori and I are doing. We're cleaning everything out. Other people are doing the same thing.
The thrift stores are going to be insane.
I cannot wait.
I cannot wait either. And I just don't even know what to expect the influx of clothing that they are going to get after this. Like, it's just, it's blowing my mind. I'm really curious to see how it's going to be handled. If there are going to be mad sales or if the bins are just going to be overflowing, and I don't know what to expect, but it's going to be like the Wild West. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
And it's going to take them a little bit to process all the stuff too. Like the day the thrift stores open, whenever that is, I don't think everything's going to be out on the floor at that time. I think it's going to take a few days for the stuff to get out there, but it's going to be a gold mine. It's going to be great.
I'm going to be there every day.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I'm going to take a week off from work, and I'm just going to go thrifting every day.
I'm like dreaming about it. Yeah, so that is all. So why, like, this is like operation, get everything the heck out of the house, because I'm going to be raring to go when we get back out there. I'm very excited.
I know. So I guess it's a good segue for me to make my announcement, Lori. What do you think?
Yes, I'm very excited. I don't even know all the details. So we're all hearing this. I mean, I know a few details, but I'm super excited for your announcement, Daniela.
Yes. So I have been toying with an idea of a website for a while now. I want to say about a year, but I haven't quite figured out, or I didn't quite know in what direction I wanted to go in and what I wanted it to be. I didn't want it to be a typical reselling website. I wanted it to have a different feel to it. So over the last month, I've been working with a few people to create the website and create a new logo and kind of figure out what it is I want to do with reselling. And, you know, I'm never going to give up Poshmark or eBay or anything like that. They will still be a component of my business, but launching soon. I don't have a date. I don't know when it's going to happen. The website is still being worked on. The only thing I have that will be releasing soon is a logo. But I will be changing my name to Ivy and Blush Bottega. Yes.
The logo's beautiful.
Yeah. Lori's seen the logo. I'm very excited about it. My sister designed it. She's a graphic designer, and it was a lot of arguing and a lot of, you know, sisterly love back and forth, and quite a few concepts. And then finally I took two concepts that she created that I really liked, and she combined them together, and it came out really, really well. So I'm really excited about that. That will be launching probably on Monday. So you're listening to this on Monday. So probably launching today. And the website idea that I have is, so Everlane, if you know Everlane.
As soon as I read your detail, Daniela, I'm like, oh my God, that's just what Everlane does.
I know. So yeah. Everlane has a choose your price option. So I love that idea. And I think that's something that reselling hasn't tapped into yet, and I want to be original and I want to be different. So my entire platform on the website is going to be based off of choosing your own price. So essentially there'd be three prices next to an item, and it's not just going to be choose this price and then it is what it is. Each price point is going to be allocating a percentage of money to go towards three different charities. So the first price point, I'm going to have 1.5% of the money to go towards Days for Girls International. And you guys can look this up. This podcast is going to be really long. This episode, I should say, is going to be really long. So you guys can look up what these charities are if you're interested in it. But this one supports girls across the globe. So I really like that one a lot. The second one is one that's near and dear to my heart. And it's going to be 2.5% of the total sales. The proceeds will go to the American Bladder Cancer Society in honor of my dad, because he struggled with bladder cancer, and unfortunately that's what he passed away of. So I want to do something in memory of him. And then the third price point, which would be my highest price point, 3.5% of that total sale would go towards Best Friends Animal Society, which is for all the cute little fur babies out there that we all love, to go towards that. So that's my concept.
I love it, Daniela. It's beautiful.
I think it's different. I think it'll be fun. I think people will enjoy it. Stay tuned for all that. I'm going to make it a lifestyle type website too. I'm going to start off with just the shop portion of it. And then there'll be, you know, information on the charities on there. And then eventually I'd like to branch out and have like a fashion portion. And I don't know, you know, we'll see where life takes me, maybe do consultations or something like that. And, you know, there'll be links on there for the podcast, and, you know, it's going to grow and it's going to evolve over time. But right now that's my focus on it, and I'm really excited, and I hope you guys are excited about it too, because I think it's
different. Congratulations. I'm so excited for you. I think that's a really it's always good to give back. And I feel like a lot of people enjoy being in support of that. Like, you know, just the little thing that I've done with Boston Resiliency, I've raised over $70 so far.
That's awesome.
And I do think people, and it was just $2 from every purchase, $5 from every bundle. And when people know that, it makes them feel good. I mean, many of the people don't know I'm even doing it until I contact them after the fact.
Right.
But it has also, a couple followers have said, I've been looking to purchase and now's the time because I love this cause. And I suspect that a lot of people will do that on your website too, and just feel good about shopping, knowing that a portion of that is going to something.
Yeah.
So special, meaningful.
Right. And I think that's, you know, I'm not copying Everlane because their process is completely different and they're a huge corporation, but I love the idea of choosing your own price, and the prices would be much more affordable in comparison to me pricing something on Poshmark or eBay because I'm not paying anyone any fees. You know, there's no percentage coming out. The money's coming to me, and yes, there's a hosting fee for my website and stuff like that, but it's very minimal in terms of, you know, all of that. So I don't know. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, no, I wasn't implying. It's just so funny because I'd never ordered from Everlane. And I, like I said, I just got an order from them in the mail. And I was on their website, like down the rabbit hole. And I was like, what is this? When I was going to check out, and it was like, you can choose this price, or this price. I was like, this is fascinating. And yes, like, so it just like that vibe of their company just goes throughout all of their stuff. So that's just what it made me think of when I saw your plan. And then you said it, I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's just a coincidence. I think it's great.
Yeah. And I know, I think Everlane does it with their overstock items or their sale items. So, you know, that's their concept of how to do it. And then they do a similar thing too, where when you hover over a price, it tells you what it's going to in their business. You know, this percentage will go towards employees, blah, blah, blah. So,
right.
You know, I think people like knowing that the money is going into different avenues. Mine would be charity related. Theirs is related to their business. So I think people like that. And people like to have the option as to how much they can pay for something, right? Someone might really want something, right? And they see the price, like on Poshmark, and they send an offer, and you're like, well, no, I really can't take that, you know? So this is a little different. It gives people a little bit of a different feel. But when I get more information and when more things come out, you know, I'll let everyone know, and I'll be posting it on social media and stuff. So I don't have a date
yet. Is this still going to be pre-owned items, or are you going into new inventory? You're not sure, or a combination?
I think it's going to be a combination. Okay. It's going to be a combination. I still love the idea of thrifting, right? I that's something that I'm always going to do, and saving items from going to the landfill. So I just think this is just a different take on it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I'll have new items on there, but I don't foresee myself just switching over completely. No, I don't see that.
Right. Well, all right.
That's all.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Everybody will be looking forward to that. And it's really exciting just seeing your business grow.
I'm excited for your website too, Lori.
Oh, thank you very much. It'll be there soon. I'm excited. New adventures ahead. So I think that about wraps things up for today. That was longer than I expected. I don't know where
same,
we're at, but it went fast.
Yeah,
happens when you shop.
I know. We had no idea how this episode would even go. And here we are, probably 2 hours later.
Oh my goodness. All right, folks. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Happy Monday, Tuesday, whenever you're listening to this. Stay safe, stay well, and we'll get through this together. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.